Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming.
A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Overwatch is back!
And a whole bunch of changes are in store for Season 3, not just home and away games. We're going to tell you all about that. Also coming up on today's Checkpoint XP, at the Super Bowl, we got the streamer treatment for ads, and we got not just one ad this year, two ads. We're going to talk all about that. Plus, the new Marvel shows coming to Disney Plus got an ad at the Super Bowl. We're going to break all of that down and answer the question, what type of gift should you get for your gamer Valentine? Those discussions coming up today here on Checkpoint XP. But ahead of Season 3 of Overwatch, we got the big announcement that Blizzard is going to be instituting hero pools in not just Overwatch League, but in competitive play as well. Now, if you hear the term hero pools and you don't know what that means, if you think it's just a pool filled with heroes, you're wrong. Robbie, I'm going to ask you to explain what is the concept behind hero pool.
So the hero is the character that you choose for a game that you control throughout the match. It determines, you know, the type of weapon you have, the abilities and powers that you have, and how well your team synergizes with each other, as well as what heroes that you can potentially counter against. So the hero pool is a sort of a new concept. It's basically playing off the idea of what League of Legends has, which is picks and bans. Mm-hmm. Which at the beginning of each match, you pick which heroes you're going to play, and then you ban out certain heroes that the other team and yourself can't play.
Now, we had been talking about a picks and ban system potentially coming to Overwatch now for a couple of weeks here on the show, and a lot of the criticisms that you guys had leveled and that I've been seeing out on social media is that Overwatch as a game simply does not have a hero pool deep enough. You know, League of Legends is a game that has over 100 different characters that you can pick from. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Blizzard is
31.
Overwatch is way down at 31. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a big difference between the way that those two games can operate, meaning that picks and bans wouldn't work out very well in a game like Overwatch.
And the main reason why people really wanted this is because they kept seeing the same handful of heroes and characters being picked. So that usually led to
last year when we were hearing all about GOATS meta.
Exactly.
That was the problem.
It was something that the viewers felt was making the game stale and a bit more boring to watch. Now, over time, the players started playing other characters, but Blizzard felt the need to respond through various changes to those characters, and eventually that composition was no longer viable.
Yeah, so with the addition of hero pools, what this is essentially going to do is each week a small selection of heroes are simply not going to be available to play.
So they're banned.
Correct. They're essentially a dev-imposed ban. In the actual game, if you're the casual player, this will actually be determined by the developers on a week-to-week basis. But they're also implementing this, as you said, in the Overwatch League as well.
Now, I get that you say that it's because people were saying that the meta, kind of the game, was getting too boring and too stale. What is there any real, like, you know, down-to-earth explanation, like, from me to you that you could give me of why this is? It sounds like a terrible idea.
Look, if you ask me, as far as the sanctity of, like, professional play goes, like, the spirit of competition, it's a terrible idea. Now, will this do what some people want it to do and vary up the hero picks? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The way it's going to work in the league is the heroes that are most popular from week to week will determine who's banned out the next week. And so if the whole idea here is, well, just make it more interesting for people who think the same heroes are boring, absolutely. It will 100% solve
that. I think this is a perfect example of a developer meeting their community halfway. You had these people who were out there about Overwatch who were very vocal and very adamant about instituting a pick-ban system in Overwatch. People were super, super, super vocal on social media to the point of toxicity, and they were abandoning the game, and they came out with this, and now all I'm seeing is people like Robbie being all turned up saying this ruins the competitive sanctity of the game. You can't have it both ways.
Jeff Kaplan said that if this doesn't work out, right, if people don't like this in the next season of the competitive ladder play, they'll take it out, right? but we're going to put it into pro play before that's even been sussed out?
Because that's where the main point of contention was. People at the bottom could care less about meta and care less about what is really best for the game.
They just want to see different heroes.
No. So what I'm saying is ask and ye shall receive. If you're a community member and you were vocal about picks and bans, you got it. So you can't be upset that you don't have that it didn't come in the way that you anticipated. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you guys a question, because this seems like a stopgap measure. This doesn't actually fix the fundamental problem of the game. And correct me if I'm wrong, as an outsider and as a layman, what seems like it would actually fix the problem is adding a ton of heroes. And I mean a ton of heroes.
No, it wouldn't fix the
quicker balance
patches.
Quicker
balance patches would fix the problem. But even beyond that, that's not even the issue, because at this point, I don't even think that the balance patches would fix it, because these people will find something to complain about. So you had a developer that came out and listened to their community and gave them something in response. They said they were balancing, they were doing more balance patches faster. They said they were instituting hero pools. They said they were putting in an experimental tab, so when they're, you know, trying out changes, that people would be able to try them before they go live. What else do you want them to do?
But under that logic, Norris, aren't they just damned if they do, damned if they don't? Doesn't matter what they do, people are going to complain.
So I would rather you put something in that's going to make it interesting for me as the viewer, as opposed to just leaving it as is. You put out something, let's enjoy the season.
Let's go to the NFL and make them all throw left-handed if they're right-handed. Let's take out certain formations. Let's make them run backwards, guys.
Robbie, I'm with you there. I worry about the competitive environment long-term for Overwatch under something like this, but I also understand, Norris, your point that as a viewer, this should make the matchups a little bit more interesting. All right, now it's time to check out Checkpoint XP's Close Shave of the Week.
Stay close to the heat.
Close Shave on Checkpoint XP.
The newly relaunched version of Team Dignitas and Counter-Strike Global Offensive took it to the wire over the weekend during the ESL qualifiers for the latest major. They ended up going to triple overtime with Gamer Legion, and this is the moment that Freiburg pulled out a last-minute defuse to finally put his team over the top.
Now it's the 1v1. Freiburg coming in from ramp, it may not be expected. I mean, let's see. Dennis is 32 health, so he only needs one bullet. Dennis, though, in towards the right now. He's trying to play a little bit of time on it. Wild spams by Freiburg. Flash goes in. He's just going to look to try and stick it, it seems. Will it blind Dennis, though, is the question. Will he be able to find it? No! Oh, my God. Freiburg gets the defuse.
Oh, man. Talk about staying cool under immense pressure. Make sure you check out the Checkpoint XP Close Shave of the Week over at our website, checkpointxp.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
Switching gears, but staying with Overwatch, we are on the cusp of Season 3, and a lot of big changes are in store for this season. Not just the hero pools, not just home and away, but there is a lot of stuff going on. We've got Chinese teams that are not allowed to play. There's just it's a very chaotic opening of the season. So I want to help cut through the chaos here and help our viewers, you know, decide what to watch. Who are the teams to watch for the opener of the Overwatch League?
Yeah. See, I think your top, we're gonna go through three teams here that you absolutely need to keep your eyes on. Of course, the first is gonna be last year's champion, the San Francisco Shocks. Doesn't matter what happens, whether we stay with what we currently have, whether the hero pools get instituted, the San Francisco Shock, hands down, across the board, every analyst you ask, are going to be solid this season.
Well, and on top of that, even if hero pools do become season long, they've made their name at being one of the most flexible, versatile teams in the OWL.
Yep.
So I actually think hero pools might make a good team even better.
Let me ask you guys a question, because I was not following in the offseason. Were there a lot of offseason shakeups in the Shock, or
which may actually be their one downfall. If there is going to be one, is they don't have a lot of people they can sub in and out if the travel starts to wear on them.
Fair point.
Next up, we have the New York Excelsior, which I think they're going to remain on the top. They've always been at the top. However, they've always been real solid in an established meta. You know, when you know what to expect, when you know what heroes are going to be out there, they're always the ones that are on top there. If hero pools end up being instituted, especially long-term, I think you're going to see New York suffer long-term because they're not really good at improvising on the fly.
They're really not. They're the Tom Brady's of the NYXL. They are a system team. They exist within a certain framework. And the big thing is they are technically sound, but they are not an imaginative team.
All right. We only got about 90 seconds here, Robbie. Give me one more team that we should expect to see at the top, and then give me some teams that might surprise me.
Well, I think Vancouver Titans are going to be up there, but me and Norris disagree on exactly where they're going to be because their new main tank, Fisher, who's in the past been a little bit of a problem child. As far as teams that might end up surprising you this season, I have to say keep a lookout for the Toronto Defiant. They have a little bit of superstar power from all over the league, and it's just a matter of whether or not they're going to mesh properly.
I think you're sleeping on the Glads. The LA Gladiators is a good team.
They still retain their
best support line in the league with Big Goose and Shaz, and they brought in Space, who is a World Cup winning off tank.
Robbie, what about your home team, your Houston Outlaws?
Look, yes. I'm keeping an eye on. They have a much improved roster, and they have great coaching talent behind them now. They have more than ever the tools to get to the top. So we'll see if they can make it happen.
That's right. Shout out to Harsha. Anyway, we want to hear from you. Make sure you connect with us on social media and let us know what you're most excited about for the third season of Overwatch League. It's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, and when you do, make sure you use the hashtag XP on air. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, we're going to check out all of the Super Bowl ads that had anything to do with nerdiness. Plus, we're going to find out what gift you should get the gamer Valentine in your life. But ahead next, we're going to check in with Robbie over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
According to Newzoo, the esports industry surpassed a major monetary milestone last year.
Esports news is next here on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
The latest in esports news is right here on Checkpoint XP. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports 1350 AM in Riverside, San Bernardino, as well as CBS Sports Radio 1450 in Reno, Nevada. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP's, the Super Bowl ads got pretty interesting and featured a couple of familiar faces. Plus, we're going to give you some Valentine's Day suggestions for the gamer in your life. Get ready for this one. Those conversations ahead here today on Checkpoint XP. But first,
oh my God! Oh, it's over! It's over! He did it!
Ready for the dunk! He forgives! It's a disaster!
Oh, another one! Oh, the third! What is this?
Esports gaming update.
In the Overwatch League, the MVP of the season gets a special skin for the hero of their choice the following season. The San Francisco Shock Sinatra is getting one this time around, but he doesn't know much about it. He revealed that it would be for the tank hero Zarya months ago, which caused Blizzard to stop giving him information about the new skin.
Stop leaking stuff.
Loose lips sink ships, man. I mean, come on. Like, you gotta know.
Pulled a Tom Holland, man. That's what he did. The gap between PC and console is starting to blur more and more, and now Fortnite is the latest game to display that fact. At the Australian Open Summer Smash, a player from the Oceania region, Brezzo, won the event with a controller.
Wow.
The first one to ever do so. Now, that may not seem too crazy to you, but using a controller versus a mouse and keyboard and winning is quite the feet.
Especially in a game like Fortnite. Any shooter, mouse and keyboard is always thought of as having the intrinsic advantage.
You have more control, better reaction time.
And the thing is if you're playing on a crossplay server, I'm not sure that aim assist comes into the picture. So this person is that good on a controller.
Yeah, and what's truly remarkable about this is that I think that this is the first time that this has been done in a shooter game ever.
Besides Call of Duty, because that's played on controller.
Well, but everyone's playing on controllers. Yeah. Nobody's playing mouse and keyboard there.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a tournament, I think that this may be, at least in my knowledge, that I can remember, this is the first time that this has ever happened. Wow. Congratulations.
The fallout from the coronavirus continues to postpone a number of esports in China. The PUBG Global Series and the League of Legends Pacific Championship Series have also canceled dates for their competitions. They joined the Overwatch League and the LPL as esports that have yet to begin in China.
This is starting to become a really serious issue. I mean, obviously the coronavirus is already a serious issue. We did an entire episode of our podcast, Checkpoint AFK. You can check that out over at our website, checkpointxp.com. But the thing is like this, this is really going to impact an important year for Overwatch, one of these growth years for esports. And I think that this really kind of necessitates having more regional-only tournaments, right? Not every tournament has to be a big world competition. And the more that we have big global competitions, the more that we're going to have these exact problems.
Well, but I mean, in the case of the LPL and the League Pacific Championships, those are not necessarily big global things. LPL is China specific.
That's what it, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, that is contained, but it's still going to affect MSI. It's going to affect Worlds. It's going to affect everything else. So, no matter how small you try to make it, something of this size is going to affect everything. So, it's just sucky.
Yeah.
Fortnite hosted its first ever Streamer Bowl, which pit top streamers against NFL stars. In the end, teenage streamer Clix and Chicago Bears running back Tarik Cohen took the top spot, winning over $125,000 for charity.
Again, Fortnite does its foray into the pop culture. It continues to pretty much dominate that sort of line between, you know, mainstream and kind of nerdy, geeky stuff.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the fact that the NFL has latched onto this so wholeheartedly, I think is indicative of how big of a game it really is.
And it speaks to how badly things like the NFL are doing with Gen Zs, with, you know, young millennials and Gen Zs, that they feel that they need to reach out on that level in order to be able to capture those eyeballs. I think that that speaks to the power of video games and sort of the restructuring socially of the importance of things like video games.
Well, and not just that, but if you looked on social media when the big game was going on Sunday, I thought it was wild to see how many tweets and people were actually like, yo, just here for the halftime show, bro. Yo, is something happening in sports ball? Oh, yeah.
That was my tweet, Norris.
San Francisco scored, switching sides. Like, it was, you know, like, it was so many people who could care less about football that were Gen Z that I really think, you're right, Nate. They got to do something because as big as they are now, esports is catching up quick to
absolutely.
Traditional sports.
And the Madden Bowl is not going to do it either.
No,
it's
not
got,
at all.
I think that they have to look beyond the sport of football in order to be able to capture those eyeballs.
According to Newzoo, the esports industry surpassed a major monetary milestone last year. The data firm announced that esports made over $1 billion in 2019. Newzoo head of esports Remmer Retkirk told NPR's Ari Shapiro that while esports is growing, it's important to acknowledge the 100-plus year head start that traditional sports have over esports.
Now, I think this is a really important thing because $1 billion, while that sounds like an awesome number and all that good stuff, the fact that this has just become a mainstream thing over the past few years, I think is again indicative of how much this stuff is growing and how much this is no longer the realm. The grown folks need not be around too much. This is what the future is doing. And yeah, traditional sports in 100 years only got to billions and billions of dollars like 40 years ago.
I mean, I would say that esports is in a semi-mainstream spotlight these days, maybe for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And to reach a billion-dollar industry with only having semi-mainstream penetration in those 2 years, it's incredible.
Loot boxes.
And might be.
On Friday, football pros from across the NFL took on the world of esports at the Verizon in the No Bowl in Miami. After a hard-fought battle, Washington Redskins safety Landon Collins took home the title of tournament champion,
come on, man.
Along with Florida Mutineers pro esports player Caesar Skies Bueno, beating out players including LA Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen and New York Jets defensive end Leonard Williams. Landon and Caesar donated their $10,000 winnings to Boys and Girls Club of America.
Oh, look at that.
We got to speak with Skies and ask him what it was like playing alongside Landon Collins.
Well, honestly, I was kind of like nervous in the beginning because I was like the first like kind of famous person I was going to talk to. So, but he was actually a really nice person when I met him, and he actually plays COD, so it was kind of fun that he knew a little bit about the game.
You got to love that. You got to love it when you meet a celebrity and they actually know what they're talking about, you know, when they're out of their element.
Yeah, they're just another gamer, man.
Exactly.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP Esports Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Robbie, for the update. The 2020 Evo Games lineup has been announced, and there was some drama last year when Super Smash Bros. Melee was left off the card, and that whole scene was kind of left to languish and really kind of ushered in a new age of dominance for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And I understand that there's some more drama with the lineup this year.
Yeah, listen, the Smash omission of Melee was a big deal, but it was also more of a natural progression kind of thing. Melee folks were upset, but the game is just about as old as, you know, Black Pepper. So the thing is that I understood that. Now, for the 2020 Evo lineup, we will not have Mortal Kombat 11.
What?
There will be no more Mortal Kombat at Evo. Legacy, one of the top fighting game brands in all of the world, will not see the main stage at Evo.
I got a question. Has this ever happened in Evo's history? Has there ever been a year where Mortal Kombat or a
NetherRealm Studios,
that has not been featured? Because if it wasn't Mortal Kombat, it would have been
Injustice.
Yes, the DC game.
It has been previously, I think, mostly because the Injustice games really took a while to find their own audience.
Mortal Kombat fell off for a period, too.
And it really did, because the game sucked, let's just be honest.
No, they did. But, they really did.
But, you know, with Mortal Kombat 10, it really saw a resurgence of the entire
Return
franchise.
Return to form.
And 11 is really good. So, they were at Evo last year. They're not there this year. A lot of people are upset about it. Obviously,
they're not there at all. They don't even have like an off main stage.
They're going to have a side tournament, obviously. Right. Because, first of all, they have a bring your own console area. Right. There's no way you're going to stop.
So, they're going to be over with Melee.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be hanging out with the CRT monitors and all of them. Yes, exactly.
There's no way you're going to not have people running money matches on the side for Mortal Kombat 11. Yes, I know Evo don't want me to say that, but people going to run money matches. But I think, in my opinion, it was a massive misstep. It has an electrifying community. Sonic Fox, one of the biggest personalities in the fighting games world, is a part of that community, so I'm a little bit upset that we won't see him playing that game.
Real quick, run down the games that are going to be featured at Evo 2020.
So we will have Dragon Ball FighterZ, we will have Samurai Showdown, Soul Calibur 6, Street Fighter 5, Smash Ultimate, Tekken 7. We'll have the newest version of Undernight, which is Uniclear, with the community calls it.
Gosh.
And we'll have the new game, Granblue Fantasy Versus. That's the newest anime fighter coming out of Arc System.
So, of course, all of the bases are covered except for another realm game. Like, there is no... I mean, that could be its own genre of fighting game unto itself, and it's kind of sad to see it, you know, not represented out at Evo, especially when not just a decent game, but a very good game is out underneath it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure really what the calculus was about that. I don't know if, you know, NetherRealms has their own tourney in plan for 2020, but it's just disappointing to not see it.
Yeah, that's too bad. We want to hear from you. Are you disappointed that Mortal Kombat is not going to be featured at Evo 2020? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And when you do, make sure you use the hashtag XP on air. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, are you wondering what to get your significant other for Valentine's Day? Well, if they're a gamer, we might have a few suggestions for you. That conversation still ahead here on Checkpoint XP. But ahead next, Super Bowl ads this year featured a few familiar faces. We're going to break it all down ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
If you were watching the Super Bowl and saw some streaming talent up there, you weren't crazy, because we're absolutely getting to Super Bowl commercials. That's how mainstream this is. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports 1360 WSAI in Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as Talk Radio 1360 KKBJ in Bemidji, Minnesota. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com, whether it's our podcasts, our thoughts on the latest stories in gaming and esports, or some Checkpoint XP merch. It all lives over at CheckpointXP.com. It was pretty nice, you know, tuning in for the Super Bowl and then some of those commercials that everyone likes to talk about. I actually saw some familiar faces in there. Yeah. I think that's remarkably nice. I think it is just a sign of the times, you know, the way that media has evolved, elevating these streamer stars to the same heights as professional athletes and other, you know, mainstream celebrities. I thought this was awesome.
Fortnite World Cup star Booga, I noticed him. He's hard to miss, but the Tim the Tat Man one, he actually went a little under my radar. I completely missed that one.
So this was the ad that had Tim the Tat Man in it.
The NFL did.
Yes. This was a really nice... That was the refrain the entire time. Take it to the house, kid.
Yeah, I mean, oh, look, overall, this ad, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Take it to the house, kid.
There he is.
Green Bay.
Yeah, here's the thing. Why was he in a wheat thresher? Is that part of his
Green Bay? Because the thing is, the kid was running through different NFL towns and cities. So that was the thing. And so I guess when he was running through Green Bay, I don't know if Tim Tatman's from Green Bay, but if he is, that makes a lot of sense. So that's when you saw him. I actually thought that ad was amazing.
I thought it was one of my favorite
of the evening.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really good.
Especially the end of it where it has all the kids on the football field and everything. Yeah. And it felt like a really good emotional crescendo to the whole thing.
It did.
I liked seeing it. And again, you know, NFL has been the one that has in the past elevated Ninja. So I feel like they have a really big investment in making sure they know who, you know, the next big stars are.
Yeah, and I think catch that young generation, man.
I think they nailed it with Tim, right? Like, I think that they got the right person. If you're going to go one down from Ninja, Tim is in that pool. You also mentioned Booga.
Yeah, this next one, while cool, I don't know, made a little bit less sense to me.
Yeah, let's take a look at it.
America, how do you must?
Woo! This is how I must.
This is how we must.
It was so nice seeing Ric Flair.
Yeah, hummus, a hummus commercial.
Yes. Now, hummus is a wonderful product. I eat Sabra hummus all the time. And I think that this is great. Again, it just shows a whole bunch of celebrities in a row.
Yep, and blink and you'll miss it because there went the Booga one. So for those of you who didn't catch it, this was his contribution.
Bananas.
Nice spot.
Bananas.
Apparently, he puts his bananas in hummus.
That's horrifying.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
But the thing to me is like, I love seeing these sort of pop culture convergences when it comes to all this wonderful commercial stuff.
Yes.
But it's like, make a good commercial first. Like, I saw the Sabra commercial, and they're like, no offense, that commercial sucks. It's not a good commercial.
Really?
I don't want to eat hummus after I see. That's the point. Do I want to eat hummus after the commercial? If not, don't care. Bad commercial.
Hang on. Is there a point in your life where you don't want to eat hummus?
Yes.
You could wake me out of a dead sleep with hummus and go, want to eat it? And I'm like, yeah.
I know. You love hummus.
I'm just saying.
That commercial didn't make me want to buy any. But that NFL commercial made me want to pick up the football.
You know what? It was incredibly inspiring. And again, it's just really nice to see, you know, folks from our own backyard being elevated to the heights of other celebrities. All right. Now it's time for Nailed It and Failed It.
You know who this is.
From the high highs to the low lows.
Turn it up.
Who nailed it and who failed it?
On Checkpoint XP Radio.
Bot laner for Cloud9 in the LCS, Ven, has some big shoes to fill over the club legend Sneaky, but he's gotten off to an amazing start and continued his run of form against Immortals over in week 2.
Vulcan going in. Immortals are now separated. All tech under pressure from Licorice, but it's going to be so much damage coming through on the back end of the fight. Finn grabbing a killing spree there onto Hakuo. Double kill for him. All tech's gone. Man, Immortals just lost 3, and Sven counted them all up.
Sven, by the way, has a perfect kill-death-assist ratio over 4 matches with 18 kills, 0 deaths, and 22
wow.
assists.
Oh, nuts.
Amazing. Make sure you stick around because next hour we're going to find out who failed it. And as always, you can find out who nailed it and failed it over at a website, checkpointxp.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
You know, one of the other ads at the Super Bowl that getting a lot of attention is, of course, for the Disney Plus Marvel shows. Let's take a look at that.
It's time. Wanda, welcome home.
Vision residents.
I'm gonna burn this place to the ground.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. There's a lot to break down here. A lot happened in a very short span of time. So let's start with Winter Falcon.
No, you got it.
Winter Falcon.
Captain Winter Falcon.
Yes. That's my new name for it now.
Captain and the Winter Soldier. Yes. All right. Yeah. We see Sam taking the shield out of a tree where he seems to have put it, and he's practicing with it. He seems reluctant to pick it up, which makes sense, you know, going off of what we saw at the end of Endgame. But we also see another Captain America of some sort at a football game or whatnot.
Yes.
From what we've been hearing from the rumors is I think that because Sam is taking his time to become Captain America, the government's like, nah, there has to be a Captain America, and they made their own again.
MAGA Cap!
It could be. Here's the one part of the trailer that really, I think, surprised me is the WandaVision stuff, because this looks like it's pulling influences not just from, you know, House of M and some of these great comic storylines, but it's also pulling from a lot of like traditional television
classic TV,
and I love that idea.
Do you think they're good? I'm not sold on it, man.
What?
Like, really?
You can ask these guys. I was the most unsold on WandaVision until I literally saw that 6 seconds, and I was like, oh, okay, they're going to actually make it weird.
I think, again,
it's going to be super weird.
Yes,
super
weird.
I think it's going to be super trippy. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's going to have a lot in common visually with things like Legion.
Well,
remember,
it's kicking off Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes. So, and the thing is, you got to understand, the Scarlet Witch has reality-altering powers, so that's that's kind of par for the course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the series we saw the least of is Loki. It exists. So. All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Which of these three series coming to Disney Plus has you most excited? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. And when you do, use the hashtag XP on air. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, we'll check in with Robbie over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update. That's ahead in the next hour of Checkpoint XP. But ahead next, are you wondering what to get the gamer in your life for Valentine's Day? Don't worry, Checkpoint XP is here to help you out. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Joe with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Overwatch League is back this weekend. The first week of the third season will start February 8th with homestands in New York and Dallas. February 8th will also play host to the second week of the Call of Duty League. 8 teams will be descending on London for a single elimination bracket. The spring split of the League of Legends LCS is underway once again. This week's Monday night matches will feature Team Liquid versus Golden Guardians and Immortals versus CounterLogic Gaming. February will play host to DreamHack Anaheim, which will bring us back to the world of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. That tournament will be running from February 21st through the 23rd. That same weekend will play host to Frostbite 2020, welcoming Smash players from all over the country to Detroit, Michigan. The last weekend in February marks IEM Katowice. In addition to StarCraft II, the tournament also marks the first ESL major of 2020 for Counter-Strike Global Offensive. And as we look towards March, all eyes are on ESL 1 Los Angeles, marking the first Dota ESL major of the year. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Valentine's Day is bearing down on us.
Love is in the air.
We all have significant others. Well, you guys do.
I was about to say, Winston, did we have a new development?
No, unfortunately. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama, where you can slide into my DMs.
Oh, look at that.
I want to thank everyone listening out in Colorado on ESPN Denver 1600, 104.3 The Fan, as well as Extra Sports 1300 in Colorado Springs. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, The Other Identity, and a newly renamed show. Ooh, we're not gonna give it away here. Coming soon. But we've also got Dungeons & Dragons inspired merch for you to check out. That all lives over at checkpointxp.com/shop. So we are coming up on Valentine's Day, and we thought it might be a nice idea to help some of our listeners pick out some gifts for their significant other.
So, something that's a little bit more appropriate. Something gamer-inspired. So you can just get rid of the heart chocolate.
Yeah, you don't have to do the roses and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's all played out, and it's boring.
That's right.
So if you're like us, your significant other is probably has some passing interest in games.
That's right.
Let's just assume that they do. Mm-hmm. So we found a list.
That's right. And this list comes courtesy to us of GameSpot, and some of them are All right. I took a view through the list, but beforehand, I thought we should go around and do like a checkpoints choice, right?
Really,
like, what would you give your significant, imaginary significant other in Nate's case for Valentine's Day? Right?
Okay. I got a pretty good suggestion to throw out there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Go on then, sir.
Dark Souls.
I'm sorry, what?
Dark Souls.
As in the game.
Yes.
That's really, really, really hard.
The hardest game ever made. Because listen, if your relationship can survive Dark Souls, it can survive anything.
Okay, I don't think that's how it should go.
You have to
immediately.
You have to forge it in the in a fire of flames.
It makes a certain bit of sense, but this also explains why he is still single.
Yeah.
Fire of flames. Well, and also
hey,
might
babe,
be.
I brought you Dark Souls for Valentine's Day.
It also
now
might
it's
be.
It's time for some Lovecraftian pseudo horror to get you in the mood.
That doesn't work for you guys?
No.
Not at
not
all.
Not even
sir.
A little bit. No. I'm gonna go the other way. And
thank you, Robbie.
At least for my significant other, she's really into the whole stuffed animals. And so plushies, dime a dozen, can find them anywhere. They make them for literally every single game. So whatever game your SO
is into.
Do
they make them for Dark Souls?
I bet you can find them.
You probably
yeah.
could. Well, for me, you know me, I gotta, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do
gotta
it all
turn
the way.
Up to 11.
I gotta take it all the way. For Valentine's Day, you got to get some cosplay going on because, you know, it's a special day.
No, you don't.
Know, so you get some
you
cosplay.
Absolutely
you
don't. That's so expensive.
You get some outfits, you know what I'm saying? And maybe
boy.
It may spice some things up in the booth.
I'm getting some
Senna cosplay going on.
I feel like I really need to shut your microphone off right now.
I need to shower.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently talking about Valentine's Day gifts because we're coming up on the 14th. We have moved officially into February now, so now we come up on Valentine's Day, and we've got this list from GameSpot.com.
That's right. So the first thing, that there are a few games on here, a few non-games. So one of the things that they suggest is the dating sim Dream Daddy, where you play as
no!
a hot dad. And you, what do you mean no?
No, this is supposed to be a Valentine's Day gift. You don't give somebody an anime boyfriend so they cannot talk
no,
to you.
No, the idea is you play it with them. You create your dream daddy. You play through the dialogue options in the story, which, by the way, from what I've heard, it's actually a very sweet storyline about parenthood and some of the most memorable characters in gaming recently. So
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. The last thing that I'm going to do if I'm dating someone is be like, hey, let's get a dating sim and
yeah,
play it.
Exactly.
Together.
And then the last thing you want is your girl to fall in love with the anime daddy and become an herbivore woman and now doesn't want to talk to you at all.
All right. What about Stardew Valley then? Huh?
All right. That's
Stardew
pretty
Valley?
Good. Chores.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
Chores, the game.
Yes, Chores, the video game. Woohoo.
Don't starve together.
Starvation, the game.
Well, I think the idea here is finding games you can play together, right?
I get it. Yes,
yeah.
I'm picking up on the
okay,
theme.
Okay, why not a game like, I don't know, River City Girls or Final Fight where you could team up and beat people up?
That's not a bad one. One of the games that I played a lot with one of my ex-girlfriends was Dark Alliance. The Baldur's Gate game for PlayStation
yeah.
2, right?
Co-op.
Yes, it was a co-op game. It was a little like Golden Axe.
Gauntlet Legends.
Yeah, Gauntlet, yes. It's very much like that. So.
This next one, I think, is kind of playing off of what you were talking about earlier with Dark Souls, and that's Overcooked, which I don't know if I'd go there. I've heard this game breaks people up.
What?
Yeah. I hear Overcooked can get real
intense.
Yeah,
this is where it's like a little mini game sort of thing with, like, you know, these cute little characters, and you have to basically, like, prep this food without your kitchen burning down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be intense.
Okay.
All right. What about is a tabletop game called Fog of Love? It is a two-player board game where you create and
role
play
it called,
as two characters who meet and fall in love and face different challenges.
I thought
in their
that's
relationship.
What it called when you were in the car at the like Wendy's parking lot.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know.
I thought you were going to tell us about the romantic fuzzy dice. No?
Oh.
No? Not on there? No, okay.
It's not on here. No.
Thank God.
There's a few more sort of basic sort of, you know, stuff. New controllers, you know, find something custom.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
always
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Gaming-inspired jewelry, if you can find it.
Yeah.
Online gaming subscriptions, that's a little bit of a cop-out.
That, yeah.
That's for sure
that's
a cop-out.
Yeah. That's a bill.
Boom!
That's like,
boom!
Hey, babe, you know, I knocked out that light bill for
Listen.
Valentine's. It's the most unsexy thing on the planet.
If your significant other gives you Stadia for Valentine's Day, leave them immediately.
Yeah.
Right? Come on. A subscription to Stadia is worth like nothing. Because you're not gonna have to pay anything
you're
in
not
a year.
Yeah.
So what? You're gonna buy her a game off Stadia? Where's she gonna play it?
What about a Pikachu and Eevee Sweet Days plush? It's a little like a fuzzy pink basket with a Pikachu and an Eevee in it, stuffed with Pikachu and Eevee and Pokemon candy.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know who the person on this list dates.
Seriously.
But none of that gets anybody laid at the end of the
day. Katie would love that. Oh, and that's what this is all about. Getting laid, isn't it, Norris? Not just about showing your love.
It's Valentine's Day! If you think Valentine's Day is about actual love, you have not been paying attention.
What about a Sega Genesis Mini? Will that get you laid?
Not in my house.
No!
This list is just falling apart.
If you're buying a Sega Genesis Mini, then you're cheaping out for Valentine's Day. Come on.
Sayonara Wild Hearts Vinyl Collection.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, first of all, great music for a video game.
Really?
Vinyl, very nice.
It's classy.
Classy. So it might get you some points, and I'm pretty sure the record's like purple or pink in there.
Yeah, is it colored vinyl?
It's colored vinyl.
If it's colored vinyl, then you get points there too.
Yeah, get some points.
PlayStation Gold Wireless Headset.
No.
No.
What? That's ridiculous.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade 1-Up Machine with Riser?
Okay, yes. That's actually pretty cool. That's a good one.
Yes,
listen. Somebody buys that for me for Valentine's Day. A ring is coming long after.
You bought me an arcade cabinet, woman. You are a keeper.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And she figures out how to get it into your house
without
apartment.
You knowing.
Exactly.
That means she's MacGyver.
That's right. Can you imagine opening that, unwrapping that?
Oh, God.
That would be excellent.
It's either one of them life-size dolls or it's an arcade cabinet.
Oh, man. One more, Robbie.
Finally, what about a His and Hers Cuphead and Mugman set? Like cups, actual cups.
Boring, cheap, not getting anybody laid. That was weak to end the segment.
Oh, I'm sorry, GameSpot. Apparently your list did not please.
Oh, it's from GameSpot?
It is.
Not surprised.
Not surprised at all. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. What off of this list would you end up buying for your significant other? And you can't say nothing. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And when you do, make sure you use the hashtag XP on Air. But ahead next, we're going to check in with Robbie over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
Should we be expecting a new Nintendo Switch sometime in 2020?
Gaming news is next here on Checkpoint XP.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Hey, welcome back to another hour of Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. Coming up this hour on Checkpoint XP, Monday Night League soldiers on. We're going to share our thoughts. In fact, producer Joe is going to be joining us for that conversation. Plus, we're going to talk about the latest Final Fantasy VII remake trailer and all of the brouhaha that's stirring up. And we ask you what your worst or best trash game that you can't help but love is. Those conversations coming up here on Checkpoint XP. But first,
gaming news update.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
Fire Emblem Heroes, a free-to-play mobile game with an emphasis on paying to play more, has been very successful thus far. Part of the gacha genre, it relies on players paying money for random characters to get more powerful heroes to help them win more often.
Ugh.
Fire Emblem Heroes is adding a $10 a month subscription plan that will give those who pay it extra, more powerful heroes, as well as other benefits.
When does the bubble burst on this whole thing? When do people figure out?
I don't think it does. They're so cheap to me.
It doesn't have a bubble. As long as people keep buying
it preys on that, you know, that same stuff that goes into gambling. Like, you just want more. And what's truly evil about this, I said it evil because I played these games. If I still played, I would justify it by being like, oh, this is a way for me to save money because now I'll get more powerful characters I wouldn't get otherwise. But when your favorite character comes out, you're still buying more.
It's terrible. Yeah, these are the worst.
Adobe announced several years ago that it would be dropping support for Flash at the end of 2020. That means in less than a year, all major browsers will no longer support the Flash plugin. Enter the Flashpoint Project, which has spent the last few years cataloging over 36,000 Flash games and animations. Flashpoint is looking to preserve this small piece of gaming history and is free to download and use.
And of that 36,000, I'm almost sure 30,000 of it is stuff you probably shouldn't play on the work computer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can think of a lot of those, late 90s, early 2000s Newground Flash animations that
pretty bad.
Should probably not be viewable by anyone.
Stuff like Homestar Runner should absolutely be
of
you
course,
know,
preserved. Of course. Yeah. It falls into that bracket of the 6,000 good Flash games.
There are some diamonds in the rough, to be sure.
You guys know those memes where it'll show you a picture of a famous movie or game and remind you that it's been 10 or 15 years since it was released?
Yep.
Really makes you feel old. Well, get ready because I have one of those.
Oh, no.
The Sims, as of February 4th, is 20 years old.
Goodness.
And for comparison, the original SimCity, which was released in 1989 on February 2nd, is 31 years
God.
Old.
Oh, no. Yo, here's the thing, man. Much love to The Sims because The Sims was one of the first real and true quote-unquote casual games
that anybody could play.
It was like Mario. Yeah, it was like Mario, and then like a big old gap, and then The Sims.
You'd bring it up in high school, and you'd get those people that didn't like gamers be like, "I don't game, but I play The Sims." Be like, "I got news for you. Then you a gamer?"
I gotta ask you guys, what was the first Sim game that you ever played?
The first one,
the Sim City, the first Sim City.
Yeah,
like straight up all Sims. It was also for me, also
Sim City. Okay.
Yeah.
I played a lot of SimCity, man.
I played Sim Ant before I played any other Sim game. And let me tell you, Sim Ant is one of the classics.
It's a great game. I'm with you, Nate.
Bless Maxis for creating a game that weird that I spent way too long playing. Way too many hours.
Since the release of the Switch Lite last year, the industry has been abuzz with rumors that Nintendo may be launching a Switch Pro version this year to contend with the new releases of the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. Nintendo has come out and put those rumors to rest with a definite no. Tucked into page 10 of the most recent Nintendo fiscal report was a line that reads, "Please note that we have no plans to launch a Nintendo Switch model during 2020.
Nah, that page was just a big page and big block letters. Nah.
I'm kind of upset. I was looking forward to like the heavier duty Switch Pro.
Why? Because here's the point, okay? The fact that they tried to get stuff like Overwatch to work on the Switch, go away. It works.
Quote unquote.
It's like, oh, we need it to be stronger. No, the Switch does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, no. I am totally in favor for this. I don't think that Nintendo needs to try to come and nip at the heels of Sony or Xbox or try to even ride any part of their wave. What has always set Nintendo apart is to just go, okay, you guys do what you need to do. We don't really do that.
I am 100% with you on that. I don't think they need to compete either, but I want a longer battery life, and that's what a Switch Pro would give
me. Man, plug it up.
A few weeks ago, we reported on speedrunning record that was shattered during Awesome Games Done Quick. Lou Zoots had found a way to warp directly into the credits for The Legend of Zelda The Ocarina of Time, beating the previous record of 17 minutes. Thought unbeatable by carving it down to close to 10 minutes. Lou Zoots has now done the impossible again and actually cleared the 10-second mark, setting the new record at 9 minutes, 56.9 seconds.
Wait, so it's the 10-minute mark, not the 10-second mark.
Nope, sorry. Slip of the tongue.
This is impressive.
Have you actually watched videos of them doing the any percentage run? It doesn't even make sense. It just looks like they're like just doing attacks and stuff.
So it's interesting. It's a process called RAM, Random Access Memory. It's nerd speak for essentially confusing the game for where he's at, and then he just goes in one door and winds up in the credits magically somehow.
This is so ridiculous.
It's wild to watch.
It's so ridiculous.
I don't even understand how this is an entertaining speed run to watch. Like, it's impressive just to see on paper he was able to shave it down by a few seconds, but outside of that, the actual act of watching this is not fun.
The Oscars ceremony is set to hit a major milestone this year as Amir Noon takes the stage to conduct the performance of this year's nominated soundtracks. Noon is an Irish video game composer who has worked on several World of Warcraft soundtracks and is known as the Irish Queen of Game Music. She will be the first female composer to conduct the Oscars ceremony.
This is so cool. And I mean, like, I have to wonder if the Oscars kind of understood who they were booking when they booked her, or if there was some kind of other project that she was involved in that landed her on the Oscars radar. Regardless, I think that this is really, really cool, and I'm super excited to check it out.
Nah, I think so. I think, you know, you guys know how attached you are to video game music throughout your life. I don't think it's that crazy when knowing how many people played World of Warcraft and other Warcraft games. You know, there's got to be somebody in the Academy who played a lot of WoW and was like, yo, I would love to get the lady from WoW to come and conduct the orchestra.
Maybe.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP gaming update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Robbie, for the update. Blizzard continues to have a hard go of it as they released their most recent game, Warcraft 3 Reforged, a ground-up remake of their classic that is now, according to Metacritic, the worst game ever.
Yeah, last I checked, it was sitting at a rating of 0.5.
How?
Not out of 5.
How?
Not out of 10.
Out of 100?
0.5 out of 100.
Wow.
Worst game ever.
So explain to me what makes this the worst game ever.
All right, so first of all, I do think that obviously Blizzard, like you said, has had a rough go of it. There's probably a lot of just like this exponential build-up effect, right? But essentially what's happened is the whole remake of it, you know, the updated graphics, unless you zoom way in, it's like a minor graphical update. Because you want to play zoomed out, people to see as much as you can
that's
of the
how
game
you play,
and what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's how you play real-time strategy games.
So there's
games.
Not a whole lot of change as far as that goes. Yikes. On top of that, there's now a bunch of different graphical glitches, bugs, stuff like that that's been worked into it. And this game has replaced classic Warcraft 3. So even if you have Warcraft 3 and you didn't upgrade, this is now the de facto you must have this to play. So it's ruined a lot of just other people who just want to enjoy even the original game, on top of now missing a bunch of features as well.
Blizzard just can't get it right over the past, you know, few months. And it's becoming really frustrating because when they showed off this this Reforged, this remastering, and they showed some of the cutscenes, it was easy to get really excited about this. It was like, oh my god, look how cool Arthas looks. Cool Jaina. Oh man, I can't wait to go download this because I've always... How many games have you always wanted to go back and play?
This is one of them.
But you never did
because it just looks like
it
butt.
It is butt cheeks to look at it on an HD monitor.
Totally. There are so many games. Basically, everything that was made in the PlayStation 1 era looks like that. But and definitely, Warcraft 3 falls into that category. And this is not a game that had a whole lot of negative will behind it. This is not a game.
People love this game.
When Blizzard talked about this out at
I think it was BlizzCon 2018.
I think you're right. Yeah, when they first announced it and kept talking about, everyone was really excited for this.
This is one of the only things they were excited about in the fallout of Diablo Immortal.
Exactly. Yeah. This was one of the only things that got positive press that year, and I don't understand how they fumbled the ball that bad.
This makes me feel nervous. If you remember a few weeks ago, we did our 2020 games draft where we're going based off of Metacritic scores as well. And it seems like there's some games even, if this is the worst game of all time, I'm still afraid for some of these games that are going to be coming out in the next year, two years or so.
It's one thing to see games that have gotten review bombed, and I remember that because I told Nate, oh yeah, Nate, you'll be safe. That game's already good. And not to say that it can't rebound and people won't begin to love it after, you know, the thing gets patched, but I can understand why people review bomb this game. Usually I'll say that's stupid, nobody should do it. I get this, because this is not good.
Yeah, now Blizzard has commented since this whole debacle and said that they are still committed to Warcraft 3 Reforged, their esports scene, that they plan on supporting it and fixing all these bugs for years and years and years to come.
All right, well, we'll see if they actually follow through on that one. But listen, we want to hear from you. Did you get Warcraft 3 Reforged, and are you pissed? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, we're going to talk about our favorite trash games. Trash game is basically a game that you know that's bad, but you still love it anyway. Plus, we're going to check in with our social media followers and find out what game has caused you to rage so hard that you quit and never picked it back up. Those conversations still ahead here on Checkpoint XP. But ahead next, we're going to talk about Monday Night League. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Monday Night League continues on, and we're going to talk about it here in just a moment on Checkpoint XP. I want to welcome everyone back listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Attention all racing fans! You like how I did that? I did it kind of like a, you know.
That was weird.
WGN Forza Motorsports 7 Championship is being held on February 23rd at the Canadian International Auto Show in Toronto. If you haven't qualified yet, there's still time. Live qualifiers will be held in Toronto with the 8 fastest racers getting a shot at the $20,000 prize pool. It all happens at the Canadian International Auto Show, running February 14th through the 23rd at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. Get your tickets today at autoshow.ca. And for more info on the WGN Forza Motorsports 7 Championship, head on over to worldgaming.com. Monday Night League soldiers on into the season. We've now gotten 2 editions of Monday Night League. Pretty impressed with what I saw in terms of at least one of the 2 games that was featured this week. But I've got to say that, listen, I think that they've really hit on something here. I think that they've got something. And looking at the viewer statistics, I think that viewers agree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, over and upwards of 100K from what I saw between YouTube and Twitch, which is absolutely amazing for a Monday night.
That's the key phrase right there, is for a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it doesn't compare to what Sundays are doing right now. They're falling a couple hundred thousand shy on YouTube and about 50,000 shy on Twitch of what we're seeing on Sundays. But again, Monday is a dead zone for esports. No one is used to tuning in to watch esports on Mondays.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this is that sort of habitual viewing sort of practice that League and Riot are building here is really, really smart and is going to serve them really, really well as they move forward. We saw a couple of matchups this week. Of course, FlyQuest really coming out and showing their dominance against Dignitas. And then I don't know what happened at that TSM match because I fell asleep.
I know what happened. They played CLG.
CLG is a special brand of bad right now.
His old team?
It is Joe's old team.
Emphasis on old team.
And I get that there's a rivalry there, but I don't think that this is a marquee matchup. I don't know why this was on Monday Night League, to be honest with you.
In conventional wisdom would have said it was a marquee matchup because TSM finished pretty okay in the last split, and CLG went to the split semifinals in the LCS last season as well. So these were 2 teams that finished all right. They were, you know, and they are legacy brands. It's just that CLG got significantly worse. You had other teams that got significantly better. So I think CLG kind of got the worst of both worlds there.
And we've got our League of Legends specialist, our wonderful producer Joe Sloan, joining us for this conversation. But I want to ask you about one team in particular, Cloud9. They had such a weird offseason. People were predicting great things and terrible things for Cloud9, but they look absolutely dominant so far.
Yeah, I mean, dominant's the word for it. I don't think anyone predicted in the offseason that Zven was going to show up and be god tier. I don't believe he's died in a single game yet this season, which is unbelievable.
That is really, truly an amazing feat.
Yeah, not just to have not lost a game, but
to
have
not die.
Yeah, exactly. You're having as close to a perfect split as you could possibly be having at this point. You would think that a team that lost its AD carry, lost its support, and lost its season MVP last year, Svensgeren in the jungle, you would think they would struggle a bit this year, and they just haven't. They've been amazing.
Some impressive rebuilding from Cloud9, but I actually want to spend a little bit of time talking about who was thought to be the foregone winner in this whole season before the season even started. They were so dominant last season. Of course, I'm talking about Team Liquid. And they've been having some visa issues that might be contributing to why this team isn't performing at the level that everyone thought they would.
Well, I don't think there's any might about it. I wrote a piece for our website over at checkpointxp.com this week. Make sure you check that out. And it's talking about how these visa issues are really kind of an embarrassment, not even for League of Legends, in my opinion, but for North America. This is a team that is now missing its star jungler, and they're missing their head coach. We are 2 weeks into the season. We still don't know when that's going to get worked out, and that's getting to be an embarrassment. No other major sport in the world deals with that with their star players. You see this in baseball with rookies coming out of Cuba. You don't see that with the stars.
Exactly. You see it in soccer sometimes, but you're absolutely right. Cristiano Ronaldo is not about to have a visa issue going from Spain to Italy. It simply is not going to happen.
Maybe an imprisonment issue.
Yes. Definitely. Well,
You gotta wonder if maybe esports isn't the canary in the coal mine for other traditional sports moving forward as, you know, immigration issues become a little bit more complex. I think we're gonna actually talk a little bit more about this specific issue next week here on the show, so make sure you're here next week when we talk about it. But it's time now for Nailed It and Failed It.
You know who this is.
From the high highs to the low lows.
Turn it up.
Who nailed it and who failed it? On Checkpoint XP Radio.
This week we go to the world of Azeroth in World of Warcraft. The race to see which of the top guilds can clear the newest raid is underway between Complexity Limit and Method. After 100 attempts, Complexity Limit got to a phase where the boss just seemed to stop. They burned it from 80% to 25% health, and then it just vanished.
Fired up. Try to refresh your feed. I can't see your thing.
I can't.
Okay, it's fine. Burn boss, boys.
What?
That.
What?
Oh, they despawned.
We're on the harvest.
They didn't like what we were doing.
Yeah. Just keep going.
Kill these.
Maybe he just comes back.
Exterminate them.
They emceed us.
They also enraged. They enraged the fight too.
That's not
how you do the boss.
Quick. Yeah, Blizzard just.
Blizzard, the developer, pays close attention to the world first race, and Complexity Limit had found a way that let them skip a phase in the fight, so Blizzard despawned the boss, and they had to start all over. Do you know someone who nailed it? What about failed it? Make your submission over at our website, checkpointxp.com.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
All right, changing gears now to a brand new trailer that just hit last week that made the internet lose its mind. The Final Fantasy VII Remake is probably one of the most anticipated games that's coming out in 2020. And this trailer showed off way more than we've seen of this game so far.
Yeah, this is as close to like an official launch trailer as we've had so far. You know, it's completely overscored by, I think, what they're considering the theme of the song the theme song of the game, Hollow. We see a slew of new characters, not even just like little teases or anything. We see them in all their glory.
Straight up new characters, which is shocking.
A new character. There's one of them.
No, we saw two whole new characters. We had a gentleman who was fighting the main group on a motorcycle, and then we also have a character in one of the strangest parts of the game in the Honey Bee Inn.
Oh, okay.
That's
fair
a completely new character, sir. That I am not entirely sure could have worked in 1997.
Okay, that's fair, but I think there's a big difference between those two as well. One of them is just a new character in what capacity, we have no idea.
Yeah, just no idea. And sort of like Evangelion Rebuild style. Here's some new characters for you to be confused by.
Right, whereas the Honey Bee Inn is a part of the game that definitely needed to be updated in some way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's been a lot of updates around here, especially the tone. Was it
all a dream? Welcome to the Honey Bee Inn. Cloud. True beauty is an expression of the heart, a thing without shame, to which notions of gender don't apply. Perfection. Not a word.
Now, for those that may not be familiar with the scene that we're talking about, in the original Final Fantasy VII, cloud dressed as a woman in order to
infiltrate
the next part
of the brothel, game.
Yes, basically what is implied to be a brothel. And it seems like the tone and the interpretation of this scene is no longer just being played for laughs.
I don't know if I agree with that necessarily. When I look at it, like, it does ring a lot of your 90s moments in cartoons where, you know, the main character ends up in a dress or something like
your
that
Bugs
and gets
Bunnies.
Laughed at.
Your,
yeah. Well, not even your Bugs Bunnies, but, like, I feel more like 90s cartoons where they end up on stage in a dress or something and everyone's laughing at them. It's like the height of male embarrassment.
Sure. Yeah.
There's still a lot of that here. At the same time, I'm not sure how you update this scene for the modern day.
Like, and make it tasteful.
And make it tasteful, exactly. Like, unless you want to go whole hog and have, like, Cloud have an alternative gender identity, I don't know. I don't think you would do that to Cloud. I think he's a pretty cast character at this point. I don't know that this scene is necessary for the game. I know everyone would have lost their mind if they'd have taken it out, mm-hmm. and it would have been argued the other way.
Yes.
I'm not sure that this scene is necessary in 2020.
I have a question. Would you have preferred it to be played more ridiculous, like more campy, or would you, because I'm not sure it could get more campy than what it is,
right?
But, or would you have rather them, if they kept it in, to play it just more like we're secret agent-y and we are, you know, we're operatives and this is something that we're doing to, you know, be awesome?
I'll tell you this, no one wishes more than me that you could pass for feminine with 3 seconds of makeup work in a chair. Believe me when I tell you that I wish that was the case.
I think it teaches you some things about the people who live in Midgard. I think it teaches I think it teaches you some things about the social organization mm-hmm. of Midgard, which is, I think that, yes, that can be world building and important. Is it absolutely critical to the story? I don't know. But what's clear is that we don't have all the information. We don't have the full context of this scene. And we don't know exactly how Square Enix is going to be playing it for modern audiences. Only that it's going to be different. But listen, we want to hear from you on this. How did you feel about the new Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. And Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And when you do, make sure you use the hashtag XPOnAir. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, we're going to check in with our social media followers and find out what game has caused you to rage so hard that you put the game down and never picked it back up. But ahead next, you know, we all have a trash game that we play, a game that is objectively bad, but you know what? We play it and love it anyway. We're going to talk about our favorites ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Trash games, dumpster fires, just objectively bad games, but you still play them and love them anyway. What's yours? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as WCBT 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. For all the latest in college esports, make sure you check out Checkpoint XP on campus. Our own Norris Howard hosts alongside Jacob Brothers and Daniel Agbuya from the University of Las Vegas. They bring you all the biggest stories in collegiate esports from the perspective of the students who live and breathe it. You need to check this show out. It's gotten a whole new facelift thanks to Weird Beard. Norris, what's on the show this week?
We're going to be talking about the state of Kentucky banning Fortnite for all high school varsity competitions, as well as some of CSL's Rocket League.
All right, well, check it out over at our website, checkpointxp.com, and look for Checkpoint XP on campus wherever you get your podcasts. So, your favorite trash game. I think everyone plays trash games.
Oh, yeah.
For anyone who is not familiar with the idea of a trash game, this is a game that everyone seems to hate or think is awful, or you maybe you even acknowledge how truly bad
it is. Candy Crush, man, the original trash game.
Sure, but you still play it anyway. And I wouldn't be making fun of anyone who plays mobile games, Robbie, because I know how many mobile games you've actually played.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and start here because I need a little bit of help. Because while I have played tons of trash games in the past,
oh yeah, you have,
Final Fantasy Record Keeper.
Yes.
There's no trash game that I think I go back to. Like a bad relationship, when I finally get out of it, I never look back.
That, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, then that means you are a better person than most. Because I got plenty of trash games I return to that I love dearly. There's obviously one that I play that everybody knows that I play, which is Dynasty Warriors.
Which is objectively awful.
Bad. But, just bad. But it's got charm.
Yeah, there's like 24 iterations of it. You know, they don't seem to get any better. They just seem to add more enemies.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how it goes. However, I specifically thought of another game that I loved that was super bad. And it was a game back on PlayStation 2 called Kengo Master of Bushido.
What?
And it was supposed to be...
What is this?
It was supposed to be a Bushido Blade spiritual successor. Now, everybody knows how good Bushido Blade for the PS1 was. This was supposed to be a reimagining of Bushido Blade. It wasn't that at all.
Were the same people involved with making it?
No. They just used somebody else's game as a launching pad. And it was so bad. It was terrible, but I played way too much of it.
That's fair. That's fair. I seem to be stuck in a rut of pure trash games right now because it's the only thing I want to play. And I've been playing WWE 2K19 for the better part of like a year and a half.
To be fair, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
You know, that at least it's not 2K20.
Which makes it look a lot better in comparison.
It really does.
Exactly, exactly. So, there are some benefits to playing a game like, WWE 2K19.
What benefits are those?
Yeah.
Modding it out, making... I made AEW in a WWE game, and I couldn't be prouder.
Sticking it to the man.
That's right! And the man is Vince McMahon.
I will tell you... I feel underprepared walking into this conversation.
Everything you play is trash.
Yeah, that sounds right. I like David Cage games.
Oh my God!
No!
What? Hang on. What part of Indigo Prophecy did you like?
It's like enjoying really bad B horror movies.
No, but like, basically what you just said is you like watching movies.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everyone how Indigo Prophecy ends. You end up having a Dragon Ball Z fight with a sentient version of the internet.
Oh, and by the way, you are a corpse and a lady sleeps with you post-mortem.
Yeah, that happens too. So
it's just, I don't know. They're
Indigo,
bad.
No, Indigo Prophecy is just a bad game, and you should feel bad for liking it.
Rich, I'm reporting you to HR.
Detroit Become Human wasn't that bad.
Whoa! It was terrible!
Those are fighting words.
It was terrible.
That was
okay.
Not a good game. Listen, I understand a little bit how you feel. I am the biggest Fallout 76 fan ever. I'm like level 335. I just got my mule to level 95.
You literally play it at the desk.
I do play it at the desk. It's the only game that I have on my laptop. I play that game way more than it deserves. It's one of those things that, like, a truly good trash game, like a truly pure trash game, will keep you coming back. If not, I mean, Weird Beard, you made a good point. A little bit like a B horror movie will keep you coming
back.
Yeah, you know it's bad. You know it's bad for you. It's like fast food. I'm not going to enjoy how I feel after playing this. All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're going to kind of shift gears here. Weird Beard, I understand you've got a game for us to play.
I do. It's called Catchphrase.
All right.
So we've already determined the teams. It seems like...
Me
Robbie,
and Nate.
Oh, yeah. Dang. All right, Norris, you're stuck with me.
Great.
What we're going to be doing is getting you guys to try to get your partner to guess the list of words that I have. Choose either one, Nate.
All right.
There you go.
I've got this one. So it looks like I'm going to be the list reader, and you're going to be the guesser.
Ooh.
Robbie.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
All right, we can do this.
So, all right. Yeah. 45 seconds.
That's all we have?
That's all you have.
45 seconds.
All right, correct. Ready?
Oh, my God. All right.
Ready?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Set. Go.
Okay. What Mario does.
Jumps?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The enemies that won't look at you.
Booze. Oh.
Try again. What are booze?
Ghosts.
Yes, there you go. He tries to cross the road.
Frogger?
Yes. Well, no. What is Frogger?
Oh, a frog.
There you go.
What is Frogger?
I don't even know. I'm going to skip this one.
Oh.
Darkest blank.
Night?
No.
Dungeon?
Yes! You have to sit through these to get to the next section of gameplay.
Cutscene?
Yes! The worst part of every MMO.
The grind?
Crafting.
Oh, okay. I was about to say fetch quests.
All right, fine, though. That wasn't bad. Fine.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Curiosity, what was the one you skipped?
It was feed. I didn't... What, feed?
Like you're feeding.
Yeah, that was fine. That was a smart
way
to skip.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay. All right.
All right, Norris and Weirdby, you guys ready?
Yeah. I think I'm ready.
All right.
I guess.
Here we go.
What the hell,
you count us down,
yep.
Robbie.
The all timer right. starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
A movie about blue space aliens. It was a remake of Pocahontas.
Avatar.
Yes. When I'm walking a tightrope, I need to
balance.
Yes. I'm gonna steal a kill from you. You just got
kill steal.
Pass. If I shoot you, it's an area that'll register the character model. No, like a thing. Like
headshot.
You're terrible. Pass. It's a line of like dart guns that kids play with.
Nerf.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to send you on a
quest.
Yes. If I die and you come back.
Respawn.
Yes. A brand new blank of Apex is dropping.
Patch.
Season. Yes.
No. Dang, they beat us by one, man.
No!
Yes.
Oh.
I told you I am still the king of games.
All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Leave us a list that you want to hear us play on Catchphrase the next time that we play it. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP, we're going to check in with our social media followers and find out what game has caused you to rage quit so hard you never pick the game back up. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Joe with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Overwatch League is back this weekend. The first week of the third season will start February 8th with homestands in New York and Dallas. February 8th will also play host to the second week of the Call of Duty League. 8 teams will be descending on London for a single elimination bracket. The spring split of the League of Legends LCS is underway once again. This week's Monday night matches will feature Team Liquid versus Golden Guardians and Immortals versus Counter-Logic Gaming. February will play host to DreamHack Anaheim, which will bring us back to the world of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. That tournament will be running from February 21st through the 23rd. That same weekend will play host to Frostbite 2020, welcoming Smash players from all over the country to Detroit, Michigan. The last weekend in February marks IEM Katowice. In addition to StarCraft II, the tournament also marks the first ESL major of 2020 for Counter-Strike Global Offensive. And as we look towards March, all eyes are on ESL 1 Los Angeles, marking the first Dota ESL major of the year. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
What game caused you to rage so hard that you quit and never picked it back up? That's the question we asked our social media followers here at Checkpoint XP. We're going to get to your responses in just a moment. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone listening on Jack Sports Radio 1010 XL in Jacksonville and ESPN Radio 99.3 in Fort Myers, Florida. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com. Whether it's our podcasts, our thoughts on the latest stories in gaming and esports, or Checkpoint XP merch, it all lives over at CheckpointXP.com. You can also follow us on social media. It's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram, so that you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we were asking you what game you've played that made you rage so hard you dropped it and never picked it back up. And I've got a few games that could fall under this category. Now, one that I didn't let fall under this category, and I'm very proud of, was Dark Souls. I'm wearing my nice Dark Souls 2 t-shirt here today, and that was one that I very easily could have raged out of and never went back, but I was able to defeat my own rage and go back and defeat Dark Souls. So
well, good for you.
That one I've always been pretty proud of, but I think the one that has made me rage so hard that I quit and never picked it back up was PUBG. The last time I played it, I rage quit.
That was an interesting turn, because I played a lot of those matches with you, and
yes,
normally his rage sustains him, and I'm like, all right, that was the last one. We can stop now.
No.
He's like, no, we gotta keep going.
One more map! I'm gonna get a kill if it kills me! That's what would happen, is I would go kill us, and I finally just quit, and I haven't been back. It's been a long time since I've played PUBG.
It has.
Yeah.
I'm gonna piggyback off you a little bit, because I think the only one... Look, I've quit a lot of games out of just, like, boredom, or just, like, this...
That's not rage quitting.
Yeah, whatever.
That doesn't count.
There's tons of those. I think there is only one game that I've rage quit, and it happened on stream, and that was Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, a Souls-like game.
From Software, gotcha, man.
Yep. I even broke the controller that I was using to play it, so I never could go back to play it again.
Listen, man, the only thing that I can think is the Principal Skinner meme.
Pathetic, yes.
I knew that wasn't going to be the game for me, and I think the only reason I did it was because someone, a fan, had bought it.
That's
for me
fair.
And just really wanted me
that's,
to try
no,
it.
That's,
so.
That's, okay.
That's fair. Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Norris, what about you, man?
Norris don't quit games. Straight up. Like, I will grind through it. I will beat it. I will do what I need
you
to.
You can't even think of a game that you have played halfway through and just stopped?
Bro, I've beaten NES Turtles. I've beaten every NES Mega Man.
Have you beat the NES Top Gun game?
I don't. First of all, that's involved with Val Kilmer, and you know how I feel about Val Kilmer. So
only loosely affiliated with Val Kilmer.
I don't think he was in the game.
I don't care. He was in the movie. But yeah, I really, rage quitting is a concept that I see a lot of. It happens to a lot of people. It doesn't happen to me. If anything, I'll sit it down, leave, go do something, and come back.
You know what? This scans, because I saw this guy on PSN playing For Honor last week.
What?
Last week.
Yep.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
All right, Weird Bear, what about you? What's a game that's made you rage so hard that you quit it?
I want to agree with Norris, only because I'm somebody who plays video games for pleasure and leisure. So if I'm not having fun with something, there's no rage quit.
Have fun and still rage, man.
No, wait, I just realized these are the same people who couldn't beat Celeste without the help mode.
Yes. I will say, however, the only game that I have really, 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 really rage quit has been the first time that I ever played through Yoshi's Island. I could not do it, and I was so upset with myself.
Yoshi's Island?
It was when I was much younger. I was a
kid. It's a hard game.
I was a Genesis guy, so I wasn't used to a Super Nintendo, and it turned me off the entire console for years afterwards.
All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're currently going over our social media question. This week, we ask you guys, what was the game that made you rage quit so hard that you never picked the game back up again? Let's take a look at some of the comments that were coming in over social media.
Terry over on Facebook said, 2 weeks ago, my answer was Morrowind.
What?
I rage quit that game hard after I kept getting my butt kicked by random monsters. But I just finally picked it back up 2 weeks ago and finished the final boss of the Tribunal last night. And it only took me 15 years.
See, that...
Really?
Yeah.
Any Elder Scrolls game?
I know, right? But you know what? Morrowind did have a pretty... steep difficulty curve. I will give you that. If you wandered too far, you got into some nasty stuff. So congratulations, though, Terry. Love hearing a story like that.
All right. This is a different Nate, not our Nate. But he says, unlike Mortal Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 from the MK Arcade collection for the PS3, Sub-Boss Motaro, he blocks 99% of the time. And he goes up to you and throws you and sometimes uses an energy ball. Cheap AI. And then Shao Kahn uses his shoulder tackle energy ball. Upper Shadow Needle in the air. And last but not least, he uses his Warhammer close range. And after that, he taunts you. Worst game I ever
played. So you zone and target combo, my guy. These are not hard games.
Oh, this is going to be a bad one. Rashunda says, Final Fantasy IX, I couldn't save Vivi. Please don't judge me. And I sat there for the longest time being like, you couldn't save Vivi? What part gets... Oh, that's at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first boss fight. Yeah. Oh, Rashunda, we're judging you hard.
There's a lot of judgment that comes along with that one.
Cal over on Facebook says, I accidentally saved over my Red Dead 2 file when I was about halfway through, and I couldn't bring myself to go back and go through it.
No, you need to rage quit yourself. Like, that's not the game's fault.
No, it's not the game's fault, but I do understand the emotion there.
It's a 70-hour game.
Here's the thing, though. Like, make multiple save... Why do people not make multiple save files? Every time I do something big, like, you know, there's a big story crescendo or something, I start a new save file,
man. You can tell when a big story mission is about to happen because NPCs converge on one spot. Oh, something big about to happen. Make a save.
Yeah.
Frame Loss on Twitter says, Breath of the Wild. I was about 20 hours in. I hit my breaking point, that durability system.
Oh, no.
Man, I get mad just thinking about it. Here's my review of Breath of the Wild. Swing, swing, break, repeat. I'm still mad.
I think, listen, the durability system isn't what was wrong. It was just tuned very poorly.
You know, that's fair.
Items broke way too fast. That was the problem. It's not that they broke, it's how quickly they broke.
I am surprised at how many people that play games are bad at video games.
Our friend Jello says, the first Valkyrie fight on God of War. I lost 82 times and I haven't played it since.
All right, fair. Those are hard fights. But I beat them all.
Really? All right. Well, I'm judging you, Jello.
Crying Cypress says, NHL 2020 for being another EA cash grab.
You knew what you signed up for.
Yeah. Listen, if you're buying a 2020 EA sports game, just know what you're getting into.
Our friend Fred over on Facebook says, Sombra. Quit Overwatch for 3 months, played the other day, and was like, oh yeah, I remember why I quit. At least in Apex, you can still shoot your guns and not become completely useless.
Get him. Get him.
Fred, all right, first of all, Fred, you're being a little, you're exaggerating it here, all right? Your gun does not turn off, and if you happen to be playing someone like Doomfist who relies on his abilities, Overwatch is a game where you switch heroes to counter. You got a Sombra, go Winston. Go McCree, hit her with that flashbang before she gets you.
There you go.
And then lastly here, this is a short one. Oh my, oh wow, this is actually my girlfriend's mom. Deanna. Deanna says,
I like how he figures that out on the show.
Deanna says, Pong, I regret it to this day.
Wow. Okay.
Somebody must have
Deanna.
Just beat her so bad, she gave up video games. She's just like, this ain't for me. This ain't for me.
All right, one more.
All right, let's see. Enyo says, Soul Calibur 4. I'm not great at fighting games in general, but playing Soul Calibur 4 online was the only time I've broken a controller, and I haven't touched any fighting game since.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there, but make sure you follow us over on social media so that you can make your voice heard on next week and every week's social media question. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP. For more info on the show, links to articles and the Checkpoint XP podcast, then head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Make note of when you're catching us on your local radio station like WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. And remember to come back next week for more video game news and discussion. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew. Lead segment producing by Norris Howard. Producing and booking help from Chad Callahan. Weird game references by Weirdbeard. And of course, my co-host, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and my name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.